For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. First Lady Laura Bush has said the criticism of Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers may stem from sexism. Laura Bush said, quote, "The president isn't showing any favoritism for Myers just because she happens to be his second wife." Mrs. Bush also says Myers was a role model for young women. So girls, if you want to get ahead, find the drunkest frat boy in the room and then defend every horrible thing he does until he becomes president.
Call him the most brilliant man you ever met.
Exactly. Speculation ran rampant as Vice President Dick Cheney was conspicuously absent from a big conservative shindig. Unconfirmed reports indicate Cheney was rolling around in a big pile of money and lost track of time. Pundits cautioned against making too much out of Cheney's absence, noting that the president is often absent himself even when he's there. Cheney's aide said his absence was due to a scheduling conflict. They actually meant Cheney was rescheduling a conflict, either in Syria or possibly North Korea. Iraq's election commission said that Saddam Hussein will be allowed to vote in Saturday's election. Officials say that if Saddam needs to show some identification at the polls, he can unfurl an 80-foot banner of himself from 1985. Sources close to Saddam say he'll vote for whichever candidate opposes the death penalty. I thought, all right, here we go. Phrase of the day, folks, just drop this into conversation. What do you know? The value of Dick Cheney's Halliburton stock options rose 3,281% in the last year. Wake up, sheeple. The man is saving up for a new body, and he's thinking about taking yours.